Palm Island's leaders have called on the Queensland Premier to discuss an apology for police actions during a 2004 death in custody and resulting riots. The federal court found in November that police were racist in their response and ordered compensation for one family. Now momentum is building around a class action and a possible apology. Annie Guest reports from Brisbane.
On Palm Island, momentum has been building behind a class action since the federal court's finding that police were racist in their response to the 2004 death in custody of Cameron Doomadgee and subsequent rioting. The Mayor, Alf Lacey, says the pain has lingered for many.
Individual community residents have their hurt and pain are grossly affected by it and they need to deal with and seek to find a solution.
Beyond the court action, Councillor Lacey sees part of the solution in an apology from the Queensland Government. It's something the federal court says it may consider when hearing the class action later this year.
It rests with the Premier and the Queensland Cabinet, and I'd certainly welcome an opportunity to have dialogue with the Premier. I would hope that the Premier would take up my offer. In terms of having a conversation around it, because I think it's really important for the whole Shire as a part of the healing process.
So you see that this final chapter in the Palm Island saga, how it's written, could help determine the future of the Palm Island community.
Exactly right, yeah. Given the significance of 2018 marks the 100-year commemoration of the dumping of Aboriginal people on Palm Island, in terms of moving on and drawing a line in the sand and creating a better future for the next generation in our Shire.
Before that, the class action will be heard. More than 300 Palm Islanders have joined it, buoyed by the successful test case in the federal court, which ordered the Queensland Government to pay one family $220,000. The lawyer for the class action, Stuart Levitt, spoke to The World Today.
There's a three-week trial been fixed for November this year, but we would expect everybody will act reasonably in good faith and agree on some mechanism or a way of resolving the claims in a less formal way.
This stems from the 2004 death in custody of Cameron Doomadgee, which sparked a riot on Palm Island. So what are the 300 or more Palm Islanders who are members of the class action alleging against Queensland Police?
It's not so much an allegation. There's been findings that the orders that were given and the way in which the investigation proceeded was effectively a racial affront to residents, that there was not a proper investigation of the death. There was lack of respect paid to a grieving population, particularly as reflected in the police swoop on the island when large numbers, over 100 balaclava-clad members of the CERT team descended on residents, breaking into homes without warrants in many instances and holding people at gunpoint with automatic rifles. So many of the residents felt terror at those events, and a large number of them were children.
PM contacted the Queensland Premier, but she did not respond before the program's deadline.
Annie Guest reporting from Brisbane.